Yerushalmi, Trumois corresponding to Bavli, Chulin, Daf Kufches. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Memtes, on the base, 7 lines up from the foot of the page, Adheichen. Adheichen, the Gemara asks that the Mishnah taught that growth from Tevel are permitted if the seed rots when it's planted, but if it does not, even the growth from the growth is prohibited. How far does this prohibition extend? Rav Yaakov bar Idi b'shem Rav Yochanan ad Shalosh Goronos Asuris v'Aviyis Mutter, it should say. And Rav Yaakov bar Idi answered from Rav Yochanan that until the third replanting, but the fourth is permitted. And if the seed does not rot, the inner seed or bulb can be easily removed from the fully grown produce and replanted in the ground to produce again. Rav Shmuel bar Avdumi boy Kaim Rav Mana v'Truma ad Kama. And Rav Shmuel bar Avdumi asked Rav Mana, and what about Truma itself? Amalei osu goyren ha-raviyas kagoyren ha-rishoyna ma goyren ha-rishoyna darshe zarekala b'truma osa avetel muta af goyren ha-raviyas b'darshe ing zarekala b'truma osa avetevel muta. Rav Mana answered that even the fourth replanting is prohibited, like the first planting. Just as the first planting for a species where the seed rots, its truma is prohibited and its tevel is permitted, so too for the fourth replanting of a species where the seed does not rot, its truma is prohibited and its tevel is permitted. Ma'islach, and then we'll ask, well, the Mishnah listed luf, garlic, and onions as examples of species where the seed does not rot. What is another example of this? Rav Yosi Babun, kagoin ha-kluxin. Rav Yosi Babun answered, for example, the kluxin bean. We have all b'shem Rav Yosi ben Chanina, hashum ad ke sa'irim, ledava shezarakala, mikam ve'elech ador she'en zarakala. Rav all, quoting Rav Yosi ben Chanina, said that, in the Mishnah, Rav Yuda said that garlic is like barley whose seeds rot. Rida means that until the size of a barley kernel, garlic is considered to be a species whose seed rots, but bigger than that, it's considered a species whose seed does not rot. Rav Yosi Rabun, b'shem Rav Yosi ben Chanina, hashum, which is a kasoirim mechol dova. Rav Yosi Rabun, quoting Rav Yosi ben Chanina, said that he disagreeing that garlic is like barley in all ways, in that it is always considered a species whose seed rots. And we come to the next Mishnah. Hamenakesh imanochri b'chasiyos afapisha peyroisav tevel oichel mehen arai. If a Jewish worker weeds leek plants in a Gentile's field, even though his produce is tevel, since according to this opinion a Gentile cannot make an acquisition there to exempt it from tithing, the worker may snack from it. Shisile truma shenitmu shaslan taharu melatamei v'asurim melechol ad shiyogoyim esa oichel v'yudaime ad shiyogoyim v'yishne. Plantings of truma that became tummy and were replanted become toho and cannot convey truma to other things. They may not be eaten until the edible part has been cut off. Rav Yehuda says that he must cut it off a second time in order to permit it to be eaten. And the Gemara says, Rav Chiya bar Ashi b'shem Rav Yavor b'shem Rav Yochanan to Rav Shimon hi. Rav Chiya bar Ashi, quoting Rav Yavor, quoting Rav Yochanan, said that the Tana who permits snacking on growth of truma is Rav Shimon, who says that a Gentile can make an acquisition on land in Eretz Yisrael to exempt it from tithing, and therefore it's permitted to snack on it. In Rav Shimon, lameli arai afila kava. Well, then the Gemara asks, if so, why may he only snack on it rather than eat it regularly? And again, the Amr Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Moidi Rabbi Shimon, Shehu Mafrish Ma'asoysav Ma'alocha, Lufim Kain Tzrichim Eima Rabbi Shimon Hi. The answer is that rather, since Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Chiya said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Shimon agrees that a Gentile's produce is considered rabbinic tevel, they only permitted snacking. Tani Him Lakeshim Akusi Muta B'demai Ha'bavadai Loi, Lama Shedemai Batel B'mechuba Lakarka Ve'ein Gidulin Asurin, I should say. The Bible says if a person weeds on a kusi's land, the produce is permitted to snack on, like demai, which is produce bought from an Am Aretz where it's unknown if it's tithed. But if he certainly didn't tithe before he planted, it's not permitted. The first case is permitted because its prohibition is annulled when it is attached to the ground, and they didn't apply rabbinic tevel to its growth. We have a role b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. It should say chulin shenitmu shaslan v'isar isin truma imhayu truma meikaron kva nidchu. Rabbi quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says that if plantings of chulin became tummy and he planted them again, thereby making them tahor, he may now declare them truma, and they may now be eaten by kahanim. But if they were originally plantings of truma and they became tummy, planting them again will not help, as the prohibition of truma remains. Rabbi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, ma'im shenitmu mashikam v'isar isom meichag v'imhayu meichag meikaron kva nidchu. Yavo, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says that if chulin water became tame, one may do hashaka, and it can then be used for the water libations on sukkahs. Hashaka means that he puts the water into a stone vessel and then lowers it into a mikveh until the two waters touch, and this removes the tumah. But if it was already sanctified as water for the libations before it became tame, it doesn't help. Rabbi quoting Rabbi Yochanan says that if figs and grapes became tame, he may squeeze them and make the juices into truma. The juices are viewed as if they are collected in a vessel inside them, so they are not connected to the truma of the outer skin. But if they were truma beforehand, it doesn't help to squeeze them. Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Elazar, Seichtan ad pachis me kebetze v'yayne kosher afilu nesachim. Rabbi Zeir and Rabbi Yosi quoting Rabbi Elazar said that if he squeezed less than an egg's amount from them, then it's permitted to use the wine even for libations on the Mizbeach. Amrin, Rabbi Shim ben Lakish, Palig, Ma Lekula, Ma Lechumra, should say. The Bnei Chabur asked that if Rabbi Shim ben Lakish disagrees with what we were teaching earlier, but we don't know how. Is he more lenient than Rabbi Yochanan and holds that even if they were truma beforehand, once they have been planted, they become tar and permitted to kahanim? Or is he more stringent and holds that even if he planted chulin that had become tummy, he may not declare them truma? In Temu Lekula, Niche, in Temu Lechumra, Hataninen, Achiyugam, Esarichlin. If he's more lenient, then it's understandable, but if he's more stringent, didn't the Mishnah teach that after Tamei Truma was replanted, it may not be eaten until the edible part has been cut off? And this shows that planting Tamei Truma doesn't make it Tahor. We have all B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Kinimas Nisa, Achiyugam, Baalim, Vishnah. We have all, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says that in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yudah disagrees. And he said that he must cut it off a second time in order to permit it to be eaten. This means that they are prohibited until he cuts off the leaves, leaving them to grow again, and when he cuts off those second leaves, the leaves are now permitted to eat. Hadnalach Perek HaZoyeah.